You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There was this very bizarre admission from the Pentagon this week of an accounting error that suggested that the U.S. has at least $3 billion that it didn't know it had.
What's this in my pocket?
That it can use for Ukraine aid.
The United States plans to contribute another $250 million to the pandemic fund at the World Bank.
How'd you get all that money?
Shush up, okay?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We expect somewhat higher inflation over the next several months for a variety of essentially technical reasons. But that's a transitory thing.
We take pride in the credibility of the forecasts that we make.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love it when these people say there's a technical reason for the downturn, or a technical reason for the fact that tax revenues are plummeting from month to month. A technical reason. You know what that means? Abandon ship. Oh. That means there's going to be an upward revision in the next miserable set of government statistics that they fudge to give a less bad headline to Brandon and the rest of the Democrats. And then the next month, in the 16th paragraph, they say, oh, by the way, the unemployment rate, we said it was 3.5%. It was actually 4%.
Were you able to use that excuse when you were audited? Technical reason?
No, I was never able to audit that. And you know what, I was surprised too to hear F. Chuck Todd. I know he's a Democrat operative. His wife's made millions from working for Bernie Sanders, but I was very surprised to hear a journalist say that if you don't have any sort of cheating going on with the Internal Revenue Service, you have no worries. Good to know. Not my personal experience from way back when there was a Republican in the White House. Not Matt Taibbi's personal experience. Not the experience of millions of Americans. But you know, a Democrat operative with a press pass, Chuck Todd, told Byron Donalds that if you have nothing to hide, what are you worried about? You know, it's not like it's expensive to have to go through an audit and pay off your CPA or your tax preparer, or in some cases, even your lawyer. Anyway, 844-500-4242, the new Democrat sky is falling routine is the debt ceiling. Oh, there's going to be a default. Oh. Ridiculous. It's we've been through this so many times before, but you know, it's never let a crisis go to waste, even if it's not a real crisis. I'm sure Rahm Emanuel would make that the corollary to his original statement, never let a crisis go to waste. But you know, before I want to start talking about some of the issues, specifically the issue of welfare, work requirements for welfare, before we get to that, I want to let you know that Democrats' negotiations will be handled by dementia Joe Biden, and he is totally, totally on top of his game.
My mind's going blank now.
And I'm just going to give you, well, we'll get to most of these cuts a little later in the show, but I just want to start off to let you know that the man, who's that Red Sox pitcher that gets bombed every time out? Kluber? He's having a Kluber like season. He's doing about as well as the Celtics are doing against the Miami Heat. Let me put it that way. So here he is at the G7 conference in Japan over the weekend, and he keeps saying, for example, and see if you can find out, if you can figure out how many billions of dollars he's talking about. Cut 10.
And there's a lot of other, for example, the idea that we're, in terms of taxes, that they refuse to. For example, I was able to balance the budget and pass everything from the global warming bill. Anyway, I was able to cut by $1.7 billion in the first 2 years the deficit that we were accumulating. And because I was able to say to it that the 55 corporations in America that made $400 billion, they paid zero in tax, zero.
How much did they make?
According to my calculations, $440 billion.
But he also said $400 billion, didn't he?
Yeah, why not throw that in there too?
For example, just for example.
Isn't it $1.7 trillion
that
he lies about cutting the deficit?
Yes, it is. And he also talks about he's created 12,000 new jobs, which is more than any other administration has ever created in history.
$1.7 trillion.
Well, do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had the president of South Korea in at the White House, President Yoon.
And now I knew if I had my chains, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it? For a guy, you know, who it's not his native tongue. He's not an immigrant, but he could still do a passable version of American Pie by Don McLean. You would think that
sounds better than Bob Dylan.
Stop it. Bob Dylan's birthday is this week. We're going to probably have a tribute segment to him on the show. Dare you. Salt the Nobel Prize laureate for poetry. The one guy in literature who's deserved the Nobel Prize in the last 20 or 30 years. But anyway, you would think that Brandon would be able to remember President Yoon's name, at least for a couple of weeks, wouldn't you? But no. Cut 5.
I've spoken at length with President Loon of South Korea. He came to Washington of late.
President Loon. You know, like a lunatic or like a bird, but not like the president of South Korea. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So they're going to deal with the debt ceiling. And 603 says, well, it's not a fiscal crisis for those of us who work for a living. Yeah, it's... This is not about anything really, other than moving around the decimal points or anything like that. They have more money than they know what to do with, and the 14th Amendment. If he tries to exercise the 14th Amendment, it'll be struck down in court, just like his attempt to excuse all the student loans from all the hippies who majored in queer studies at the local community college is going to be struck down by the Supreme Court. But they just want to do it so they'll have something to run against. If you haven't noticed, the polls, the Harvard-Harris poll that came out over the weekend is just devastating for the Democrats. I mean, the Russian collusion hoax narrative has totally fallen apart. Now it's up to like 70% of the American people get it. It should be 100% of the American people get it. But, 70%, we're on our way. Most people understand that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. They understand that the FBI is incurably corrupt and is totally a secret police apparatus of the Democrat Party. So they're going to have to change. Once again, they're going to have to try to change the subject. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242-860. Will you be giving away Boston Celtics playoff tickets after the Miami Heat sweeps them tomorrow night? See, I can't give away the playoff tickets anymore because we're not connected with any of the radio stations that carry all the bust out Boston teams like the Bruins or the Celtics or the Red Sox. We used to be in the same building with them, so we just grab the playoff tickets and I enjoyed giving them away because people have really appreciated it. 844-500-4242. Did you know where President Loon is from in South Korea, don't you?
Loon Mountain?
You got it. One of the listeners just sent that to me. He loves to ski on Loon Mountain. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. With the Democrats in power, your retirement has never been in more danger. Thanks to President Joe Biden's careless spending, the United States hit the debt ceiling, big banks across the country are collapsing, and the economy is teetering at the edge of the everything bubble crash. The U.S. financial system is in a hopeless state of disrepair, and economists are warning Americans to prepare for the crash and diversify in gold. The sooner the better. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to receive our free protection guide. Learn how wealthy Americans are buying precious metals to protect their retirement from economic collapse. Gold is the longest-standing inflation hedge and has served as an accepted form of currency for over 6,000 years throughout recorded human history. Gold is the only way to safeguard the value of your money from the crash. Call now because tomorrow may be too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. And of course, one of the sticking points in the quote unquote debt ceiling negotiations is the fact that the House GOP, as part of their debt ceiling increase, they want to restore and expand work requirements for welfare that Congress enacted and Bill Clinton signed into law in 1996. We'll get back to more of this later on, but between Obama and the panic, which was of course ginned up to install Biden as president, the work requirements have basically been done away with. So we're back to the same welfare situation we were during the Great Society, which is a complete disaster. You know, we've created a whole underclass of people who haven't worked in generations, basically. So that's the poll question. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is, do you support work requirements for welfare recipients?
Yes, I do.
96% say yes.
96%? A lot of these voters in the poll are in Elizabeth Warren's home state of Massachusetts. Now, she has said that work requirements to get welfare are despicable. Despicable. But yet Joe Biden, who President Loon, by the way, calls him Joke Biden. Joke Biden, when he was a senator, he voted for those welfare requirements for deadbeats. And the public overwhelmingly supports such requirements today.
These are facts. Check them out.
One recent survey, this is according to Phil Graham, the former Democrat senator turned Republican's column in the Wall Street Journal, 3/4 of voters support work requirements for able-bodied adults. Diabolical. Despicable.
I introduced a concept of workfare in 1986. I remember being pilloried by my colleagues on the Democratic side at the time for suggesting that there be mandatory work requirement for anyone receiving welfare. We hear speech after speech after speech about changing the ethic that is involved in, quote, the welfare syndrome. We just heard our good friend from North Carolina talk about the generational nature of this problem and how to break the spiral and so on. Well, part of that is to, in fact, not just take people off of welfare and put them on the streets, but put them to work and make them want to go to work and make it reasonable for them to go to work.
That was 1996. Not that long ago in the arc of time, 27 years. And that was Joe Biden when he still had half a brain. Not obviously, even then, not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but at least he could speak in coherent, complete sentences. Now, not so much. For example, $40 billion.
$700 billion.
He keeps tripping over that 1.7 trillion, million, billion, 12,000, 12 million jobs, something in there. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, if the Democrats can arrange a default and make it look like the Republicans are to blame, it will be an electoral disaster for Republicans.
So you think the Republicans should surrender yet again, Steve?
I think somehow we have got to do it in such a way that it can't come out to a default.
It's, you know, the polls, Steve, the polls are showing that the sky is falling Chicken Little routine by the Democrats isn't really playing out that well. I mean, they've lied about so much else, up to and including the Russian collusion hoax of the Hunter Biden laptop, transitory inflation, Ukraine. It's no one's buying it anymore. If we're running out of money, how do they have $3 billion for Ukraine? How do they have $250 million to send to the World Health Organization so they can ship it to China, which sent us the Wuhan virus?
Well, we have got to do it in such a way that the Democrats are not able to blame us and win in 2024. That's all I'm saying, Howie.
I don't think anybody believed it when Obama was spouting it out. Remember when Obama would try this crap every once in a while, and they would shut down the Commerce Department, and someone would say, "Well, I can't go in there and get a form that I need," and everybody would go, "Oh, boo hoo." Or the national park would be shut down and nobody would care. And then they would, I still remember the time Obama came out and said, when the ceiling was raised, he said, you know, people said there was going to be a disaster. And he was the only person who had said it. Nobody else had said there was going to be a disaster. Everybody knew. And, you know, he's not going to get paid. He's a pencil pusher. He's the deputy associate assistant secretary of diversity, equality, and inclusion in the sustainability department at the Office of Disinformation. And he's not going to get paid. And his partner is not going to be able to get his hormone treatment. And it just means they get it 2 days later. It's not like they've actually suffered anything. 844-500-4242-617. Howie, I'm tired of hearing conservatives like you quoting polls and stats showing how deeply the Democrats are in trouble, yet all the Democrats do is win. Explain that. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying that I think that, the scales are coming off a lot of people's eyes. It's not as easy to just come out and say Russian collusion or Russian disinformation or Republicans bad as it used to be, because things are getting worse and the Republicans are not in control. I'm Howie Carr.
Think about what you'd think about.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When did homeless become houseless? I'm just looking at the statement by Jordan Neely's ambulance-chasing attorneys. They're looking for big money. They want Daniel Penny, the former Marine, tried on murder charges. And they say, you attacked a houseless man. He was threatening people in the subway. And everybody on the train, all the other strap hangers, as they used to call them, is going to back up Daniel Penny. But, you know, hey, there's a
buck. I think AOC started that houseless.
Houseless? Ridiculous.
I was just going to say, who are you going to believe in the case of Daniel Penny, the people who were on the train with him or AOC?
Right. AOC, who wanted to get the cops off the subway trains. And now she's angry because someone had to be a quote-unquote vigilante to defend himself and everybody else on the train. All right, time now for Grace with the News.
Yes, Howard.
Very fake news.
Actually, you know what I'll do?
What?
I triple-clicked. I'm sorry.
Freudian slip. All right, so here's a story actually kind of tying into what you were just talking about. Expect to pay more when taking the New York City subway or bus later this year as the MTA plans to raise the cost of a MetroCard swipe by 5% from $2.75 to $2.90. A seven-day MetroCard would also shift upward by 3%.
You know what's worse than that? Price of a cup of coffee at Cumberland Farms has gone up from 99 cents to $1.29.
Oh, that's so
annoying.
Let's
go, Brandon.
That's so annoying because then you have to actually either break $2 or find the correct change.
Well, it was great because you could just use a dollar and a 6 cents that you had lying around in the car somewhere. But now you got to come up with all that extra spare change.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Two dozen Republicans are calling on Biden to disavow John Kerry's remarks targeting food production. So here's an interesting story for you, Howie. The Republicans are sending a letter to Biden highlighting comments Kerry recently made. Kerry was lamenting that the agriculture industry has a large carbon footprint and called for innovation. Now, when John Kerry's calling for innovation, that doesn't sit right with a lot of people. It gets people a little bit nervous.
Is that going to affect his dining choices at the Chanticleer Inn when he goes over to Nantucket again to visit his old stomping grounds?
Well, I'm sure the innovations for agriculture is going to be similar to the gas stoves, where certain people get exceptions.
You know, I was thinking about John Kerry when I was listening to some of these sound cuts from the G7. When he's talking about the tax cheats, Taylor, I believe that's cut 15.
I'm not going to agree to a deal that protects wealthy tax cheats and crypto traders while putting food assistance at risk for nearly 1 million Americans.
Wealthy tax cheats? You think John Kerry's ears were burning when he heard that? Wealthy tax cheats?
Let's not get silly here. The Scaramouche?
Yes, the Scaramouche. He got after he lost the 2004 election, his second wife's first husband's trust fund bought him a $6 million yacht. Not made in Rhode Island, where many of the top yachts in the U.S. are made next door to Massachusetts. They was made in New Zealand and to save money. And then it was sailed up here, brought up here. And he then registered it in Rhode Island, so that he would beat the excise tax, because there's no excise tax on yachts in Rhode Island, but there is in Massachusetts.
That was one of those stories, Howie, that I remember being in the car with my mom where you would be talking about it, and it was like we had to drive around after school so she could finish the show, because it was just such a moment in time.
Right. And you know, and again, doesn't it come up when you hear a phrase like wealthy tax cheat? Because that's what he is. He was a wealthy tax cheat. Not to mention, during the 2004 campaign, it came out that his second wife's first husband's trust fund had invested millions of dollars in municipal bonds. And of course, what's the advantage of having a municipal bond? You don't pay taxes on them. It's a form that wealthy crypto traders and tax cheats use to avoid paying their fair share.
And billionaire babysitters and wealthy hairdressers using Venmo.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, and it's crazy to listen to him talk about these wealth tax cheats, and then you just brought up John Kerry, but also his son's under investigation by the IRS. Of course, if Hunter didn't do anything wrong, then according to Chuck Todd, he'll be fine.
Yeah, of course he didn't do anything wrong, even though his lawyer, Kevin Morris, who lent him his jet to fly down to Arkansas so he could plead poverty in front of the family court judge when it comes to child support he paid $2 million in back taxes that Hunter hadn't bothered to pay because he was too stretched thin by all the payments to hookers and pimps and his crack dealers.
Yeah, he really was crying poor at this child support.
The poor mouth. He's crying poor mouth.
Yeah, at this child support hearing, whining about how his car was repossessed. He doesn't have the funds. And then as Howie mentioned, it turns out, and I did ask this Howie at the time, I said, how is he getting there? Because if he were on a commercial flight, sometimes people make the effort. Like John Kerry will once in a while go on a commercial flight. And
he did, past tense. He hasn't lately since he got busted twice, but not wearing a mask.
But what happened? Someone took a photo.
Right.
And so I thought to myself, I said, if Hunter Biden is on a plane right now, if he's on Delta or if he's on JetBlue,
We'll know about it.
And we never heard anything. And as Howie pointed out, it turns out he was aboard a luxury private jet owned by his close friend, Kevin Morris. So he can go on a private jet that costs somewhere between $55,000 and $117,000, but he can't pay child support. And he's trying to tell us that, you know, things are so tight that he's sleeping in a cot when he travels with his father.
But, you know, it's even better than that, because this guy, Kevin Morris, this attorney who's his close personal friend, allegedly, he lives in L.A., right? So the jet goes from L.A., to Washington, because Hunter is, he's America's guest. He's living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The plane comes from California to Washington, then flies to Arkansas. And then as soon as the hearing's over, because it only takes like about an hour or so for him to make his pitch to cry, poor me, poor, poor, pitiful me. He gets back on the private jet and then flies back to D.C. And then the plane flies back to San Francisco. So what is the carbon footprint for his court
appearance? It's the only way to fly.
You got to use the beautiful people terminology. Then it's wheels up by 11:30 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Wheels up.
Yeah, but Howie, this whole story is so ridiculous, and it just goes along with this idea that the Bidens really think they're going to get away with everything, and that no one's
so far they have.
Yeah, and no one's going to care. Just go on your private planes.
The lesson of Rachel Rollins is you get away with everything until you don't get away with everything.
Off the record, that is true. another story I wanted to get your take on, Howie. So on Friday, you had an excellent remote with Caroline Leavitt, and it's great because she's a Granite Stater, and you guys were talking about this Democrat rep.
Hoyt.
And how he emailed a parent who was asking him to support the Parental Bill of Rights in New Hampshire and basically told the parent, I'm just going to sum it up, shut up. Teachers know better than you do. You know, keep out of this. Mind your business.
By the way, 978 says, wealthy tax cheat. Didn't the Bidens use corporations to avoid paying Social Security and Medicare taxes? You are correct, Sarah.
S-corps.
Yes, S-corps. But, you know, they're very concerned about millionaires and billionaires. And he said trillionaires, too, on occasion, hasn't he? I believe he has. Trillionaires.
Well, you have to have the trillionaires, so once you lose the millionaires, you still have billionaires and trillionaires.
Right. It sounds better in your inflammatory rhetoric.
Exactly. So to go back to this, this guy Hoyt told a parent, shut up, teachers know best,
right.
Parents are terrible teachers. And it was amazing because as you guys were discussing, and I talked about it a little bit too, it's like Terry McAuliffe lost an election because of this, because he told parents to stay out of it.
Right.
Teachers know best. And you'd think that if someone loses an election on such a specific issue, a narrow thing, the Democrats would learn from it, but they haven't. And in fact, I have another example. Education Secretary Cardona tweeted this out over the weekend. Teachers know what is best for their kids.
Their kids.
Because
not,
they
are, not my kids or your kids, their kids.
Because they are with them every day.
Every day. Every day? Saturday and Sunday?
We must.
How about all those three-day weekends?
We must trust.
How about all those teachers' work days?
We must trust teachers.
Summers, Christmas vacation, winter break. All except for those days, they're with them every single day.
He says we must trust teachers.
So we must trust Randy Weingarten, who worked tirelessly to make sure that her dues-paying members never got tired from having to go to work. And now she's lying across the fruited plain. She lies every step of the way. It says, I tried to keep the schools open. She's the head of the National Teachers Union.
It's interesting, though, because when you talk about certain issues, people will come forward and say, listen, this is right out of, you know, the communist playbook. And sometimes I roll my eyes at people. I go, all right, let's take it easy. But in the case of convincing people, like this change in rhetoric that your kids actually belong to the government or your kids belong to the state.
It takes a village.
It takes a village. That rhetoric should really freak people out.
It should, absolutely.
Because teachers know what's best for your kids. That's what this pandemic has shown us. I don't think so.
Exactly the reverse.
Exactly. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. They want to buy your vehicle, any make, any model. Toyota of Portsmouth will buy your vehicle with no obligation for you to buy something from them. More info at toyotaofportsmouth.com. And I just want to leave you with one story, Howie. It is the first official shark sighting of the season in Cape Cod. This happened off of Provincetown, and the Boston Herald has a picture up of this shark
eating a seal,
chomping on a seal.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic.
It is pretty graphic. They had to put a trigger warning.
Seals bleed.
Do you think do you think that they have to put a trigger warning on that for people?
I think so, yes.
Really?
Don't you?
Well, you heard me today, right? On Fox, they have all these dogs surfing.
Yeah.
And they're going, Florida residents have dogs surfing in competition. And I thought, that's a little risky, isn't it? And then like 20 minutes later, Florida residents are nervous about all these shark sightings. And I'm thinking, but you're sending out Roscoe on a paddleboard?
Roscoe's not going out on a paddleboard.
We've got a bear in the bayou now.
Really?
Black bear in Fall River, and now it's in Dartmouth.
In Fall River, in your hometown?
So it moved out of Fall River.
Yeah.
like everybody else.
It took my advice.
All right, thanks, Howie.
All right, thank you. I just got back to New England, and my first stop was at Perfect Smiles, the best dental office I've ever been to. It's in Nashua, and wherever you are, it's worth the trip. Howie Carr Show listeners from all over have found out how great Perfect Smiles is. Dr. Houghton told me he's seen patients recently from Fall River, Bourne, Osterville, Bucksport, Maine, and Brattleboro, Vermont. They all understand how important their dental health is. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or would it take so many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I possibly can, too. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. So, Brandon and Speaker McCarthy are soon to meet again in these high-stakes debt ceiling talks. And so Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who's been wrong across the board, so many of these cabinet secretaries that Biden has are the worst that anyone can remember. Buttigieg, I would put up there. Merrick Garland is even more corrupt than Eric Holder, I would say. And certainly Janet Yellen may be the worst Treasury Secretary of all time. And I now remember that she said that inflation was transitory, right? Remember this? Inflation is transitory. So, how's that one working out for everybody, the transitory inflation? Cut 7.
It's for a time meeting to ask, raise your hand if you think the tax structure is fair.
No.
Remotely fair.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sorry, on the other sheet.
We take pride in the credibility of the forecasts that we make.
She takes pride in the credibility of the forecast they make. Ironically, there's a column in the Wall Street Journal, I think it's today, saying that one reason that Silicon Valley Bank went out of business is because they believed in the forecast. That she said inflation was transitory, so they figured they could pile into Treasury bonds and they wouldn't have to worry about the rising interest rates crushing them. But so she not only did Janet Yellen believe in her in her forecast, but so did Silicon Valley Bank, and I think so did. So did First Republic Bank, which has now been bought by Chase Manhattan, or J.P. Morgan Chase, they call it. And so they believed her, and they're out of business. So they've lost their banks, they've lost their paychecks. But Janet Yellen, working for the government, being an academic, she doesn't have to worry about any of this. She can just go on making her big salary and setting herself up for future book writing opportunities, although she is, I think, in her 80s. 844-500-4242. This is Chuck Todd, F. Chuck Todd at NBC about how talking about the FBI. And, they in the 1970s, they had a church committee to investigate the abuses of the FBI. Cut 10.
Look, trust in the FBI is eroding left and right. Feels like we're in the moment that we need a real church committee, that this is a moment like when the J. Edgar Hoover FBI clearly was no longer helping the American people. There was a moment. This feels like we might be in one of those moments.
So what he forgot to mention, or maybe he doesn't know, he's not the brightest bulb, is that by the time the church committee came along, J. Edgar Hoover had been dead for several years. Are they going to wait until Christopher Wray has shed his mortal coil, and James Comey and all the rest of them? You know, it's kind of a moot point when you go after somebody when they're dead. I'd like to see some punishment for these reprobates before. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Well, Howie, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, they just announced, I guess, this morning or yesterday, that the Fed is going to keep bumping up interest rates 0.25% per month. Janet Yellen needs to go resign or retire, whatever, and she needs to go bake cookies and maybe plant flowers.
I don't know. I'll bet she's not very good at baking cookies. I'll bet she's as good at baking cookies as she is at making predictions about the economy. Thanks for the call, Pete. Eddie, very quickly.
Howie.
Yes.
If anybody deserves to pay a political price for the debt ceiling, it's the Bidencrats. Absolutely, because this goes back to the lockdowns and just forcing out all sorts of stimulus and welfare.
Right.
And another thing, too, is that the media.
They're lapdogs. They always are. We're going to get into just what Eddie was talking about after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.